It was absolutely vitally important for Joshua to conquer Jericho. As they came across that river, they were now in Gilgal, and the first city-state, you might say, well, they were, had a lot of little cities throughout Canaan there, and Jericho was there, armed and fortified with these walls around it. He had to conquer it. Failure to conquer Jericho would be more disastrous for the campaign to conquer Canaan than failure to conquer any other city in Canaan, because it was the first one, they had to do it. Now, they already realized that they could conquer Jericho because they sent the spies in. The spies already found out from Rahab that Jericho, the people in Jericho, were terrified. They were worried about this group of Israelites that had come through the wilderness, had come out of Egypt. They'd heard all the things that had been done, how they'd fought against the Amalekites and so on. She said, you know, we're terrified. Our hearts have melted. And so they knew, you know, let's go in. They're easy pickings, so to speak, because they're already frightened. So it's time to go in. You know, in chapter 5, and verse 15, the captain of the Eternal's host said to Joshua, remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you're standing is holy ground. And he did so. And he was going to give him instructions on how we're going to do this attack at Jericho. So Joshua's, by the way, Joshua's reputation would rise or fall on how well Israel fought against Jericho. When all the other people hear about it in the land of Canaan, they would say, oh, wow, Jericho fell and it was a completely walled city. So the crossing of the Jordan made Joshua great in the sight of the people of Israel. If you see in chapter 4 and verse 14, his reputation, you know, all the people started revering Joshua. But the fall of Jericho was going to make Joshua great in the eyes of the people of Canaan. And you'll see that in chapter 6, verse 27, when it did happen. Now, here they were. Here comes the plan, okay? So let's begin in chapter 6 of verse 1. Now, Jericho was tightly shut because of the sons of Israel. No one went in and no one went out. They just shut all the gates, any openings of those walls, they were completely shut. They were not taking any chances, spies, people, subversives, you know, the Trojan horse coming in or anything like that. We're not going to have it. So they shut all the gates. So here's the plan. Now, you're one of the soldiers, okay? You're one of the Israelite soldiers, and you look around and you say, who's building the battering rams? Nobody's building battering rams. You look around, who's building the ladders? You know, we take the ladders, we got to put them up on the wall, climb over the wall. Who's building the ladders? Joshua has ordered no ladders. Who's building something to dig a trench? We got to dig the trenches to go under the wall, perhaps. Who's building that? Where are the instruments for that? Here's the plan. Joshua receives it from the Eternal, the captain of hosts. The Eternal said to Joshua, verse 2, see, I have given Jericho into your hand. Notice the statement. It's past tense. It's already decided, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and its valiant warriors. I mean, they had warriors, they had soldiers, they had people there. I've given it. It's already given to you. And you shall, now here's the instruction he gets. You shall march around the city, all the men of war. You know, they take the soldiers. Now they're not taking all the little kids and women, but all the army of Israel, all the men of war are going to march around the city, circling the city once. You shall do so for 6 days. Now, you're a soldier, okay? Well, I heard, hey, did you hear what they had? Hey, they're scared of us, man. We could go in there. We just take over there. We go over those walls. What? What's the order? We're going to march around the city? How many days? He said 6 days? We're going to march around. Wait a second. I thought the Eternal was with us. I thought the Eternal was going. I thought he had given Jericho into our hands. What is this? We're going to march around the city once every day for 6 days? What? Why? Why, when the Eternal's here and we can beat them, we can defeat them, they're already frightened? Why are we going to do that? Here's the instruction. Hey, the other guy said, hey, don't blame me. That's coming from the Eternal. It's coming through Joshua, coming from the other people. And that's just passed down to us, pal. It's not my decision. If it's up to me, we'd go scaling those walls and climb right over there and defeat them. Also, verse 4, here's the other part of the plan, okay? Also, seven priests shall carry seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. Then on the seventh day, now here you go, 6 days. Now, what he said, we're not going to finish it after 6 days? No, no. On the seventh day, you shall march around the city seven times. And the priests shall blow the trumpets. So you're going to go around with those shofars, and the priests are blowing the trumpets. You know, they have a long trumpet, that shofar, that's that ram's horn, and it has that eerie sound, and they're walking around. How many times do they go around that city total? 13 times around the city. One each day for 6 days. And on the seventh day, they go around seven times. That's the instruction. And this guy says, seven? Well, let me get this straight. The Eternal has given this city into our hands, and we're going to march around once a day for 6 days. And what are we going to do the rest of the day? Take your time, rest, sharpen your knives, sharpen your swords. You're not going to do anything. We're just going to march around. And what are we going to do the next day? We're going to march around. And finally, on the seventh day, we're going to march around seven times. You know, I'm sick and tired. I know every crevice in that wall. I know everything, you know, where the wall isn't straight. I know every place where there's been damage. I've gone around the place 13 times by that time. What are we doing? Do you ever wonder why? I mean, God already, he said to Joshua, listen to what he said to Joshua. Verse 2, the Eternal said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and with its warriors. Well, why can't we take it? Why do we have to wait? Why do we have to wait on the Eternal? Why do we have to wait on God's answer? Why do we have to wait for God to do it? You know, it's almost impossible to have faith without patience. We have to wait because we have to believe, and we have to be patient for God's answer. And you say, well, it's a slam dunk. We already have it. Why can't we just go in? And that's not the instruction. The instruction is, I want you to go around the city. Well, okay, you're one of the things, you know. And then he says, and it shall be when they make a long blast of the ram's horn, that's verse 5, when they make that last long blast of the ram's horn, you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat. Okay, we got no ladders, we got no battering rams, we got no shovels to dig trenches. We're just going to walk around, and when we shout, now we've been around this.